Dear, I hope you're doing well. I want to talk to you because this video is being done specially because I just had a discussion or a disagreement with a couple of family members. And so I am doing a video that is opposite of the clickbait that I always use, that let's take our money or take your money out of the bank now. That phrase has been used by a lot of YouTubers over the last year. Why? Well, behind the scenes, we all get to see exactly what the algorithm wants to push out. And I've been warning about a banking crisis for quite some time. Now, the discussion was, it started when someone that I knew said that they were saving up money for something, but they didn't have a lot to save up because they just made a purchase of precious metals, of gold. It was a while back. It was around like $1,870, $1,880. And he said, it was because of what I said. And I looked at him like, would I force you to go and buy gold? And I said, when did I say that? And he said, well, you didn't, like, you just, you know, everything's going to happen tomorrow kind of thing. And then that started talking about the bank videos and stuff. And I've done a ton of those videos. And every single video, I talk about why it's important to stay under the insurance limits, you know, for per account. If you have a lot in one account, why not separate it? You should separate it over every, you know, different banks and stuff. And then I brought in all this information. But I was told, they said, that's not fair because most people are just headline readers. If you just read the headlines, you're going to go panic and run out and take your money out of the bank. And then I told them, I said, you know, there is actually a panic going on. This is the first time M2 money supply has ever collapsed like it has. As a matter of fact, let me pull that up really quick. And so my point being is that there is actually something that's going on in our country, in our history, the banking history, that's never happened before. If you see right here, M2 money supply right at the end, right here is dipping down. We've never seen it. We saw it get flat during the Great Recession, but we never saw it get like this. That's actually a panic. That's people pulling money out of banks. And if you actually go all the way back into the Great Depression and the crash of 29, it went down just a little bit, nothing like it is going out today, right? So the discussion got into it about headline readers and how important it is to go past being a headline reader. And one of the arguments that were brought up was that, no, you need to be a better teacher because it's a teacher's fault kind of theory. And I actually disagree with that. I think intelligent people are smart students. A smart student questions, a smart student ponders, a smart student thinks freely. But our country is in a spot where we're not thinking freely. We're not thinking clearly. We are mostly headline readers. And so I'm doing this video to see how much attention it gets. Let's see what the algorithm does with it. Because I've done tons of videos where I'm trying to show people about what's going on in the banking system. And if you want to know what's going on in the banking system,
people need to know, but I don't think you have much hope.
Sorry, let me give a little bit of preface. This is a leaked video from the FDIC last November, not this last one, but the one before that. About 4 months before, 3 months before the bank started crashing, right? And I want to remind you, when the banks crashed, the FDIC first came in to the first set of banks and said, 80% of these accounts are non-insurable. Like, we are not supposed to insure these. But we're going to, because they wanted to keep this banking crisis mute, right? All the shareholders of all those banks, they lost everything, right? But the depositors were made whole. There's a certain point where that's not going to happen. But let me show you what was leaked in the FDIC.
Accessible when people need to know. But I don't think you have much hope of reaching a public that doesn't have a professional need to know.
I completely agree with that. I almost think you'd scare the public if you put this out. Like, why are they telling me this? Should I be concerned about my bank? Like, my insurance company doesn't tell me what they're doing with my assets. They just assume they're going to pay my claim. Right?
Real quick, that's a perfect example. So this is people from the FDIC, big names in the FDIC that were already in panic mode months and months before the first bank crashed, right? Because they knew the banks were crashing. So I've been trying to explain to my channel. And like he said, my insurance company doesn't know. You know, I don't know what my insurance company is doing with my money. You know, they're out there gambling it, running it wild, as long as they pay my claims. Well, I want you to understand that the reason why AIG, and most people didn't know what AIG was in 2008, why it went under and the government had to bail it out was because it was insuring all those bad bets. All right, so we have something way bigger that's going on to 2008. And the whole discussion of this entire video is, should I use that phrase in a title? Get your money out of the banks, knowing that the algorithm will share it. And those videos have all gotten all over six figures as far as views, where if I do something different, it won't. And we're all going to get to see this. Live right now are 688 people. That's not a ton of people right now, but let's see where it goes, because I want to show you what some of us that are out there trying to warn the world have to deal with. And so I want to know your opinion down below. I tried to share, you know, with a family member, the videos. I just had them pick a video and watch the video and write in the video with the clickbait title. Within the first 4 minutes of the video, I'm saying, this is what a prudent person would do. This is what I'm doing. I separate my money in multiple banks. I get underneath the FDIC insurable limit, right? I do things like put them into different types of banks. I've explained this numerous times. After a while, it's like it gets so old, right? But I want to give people clear guidance. There are a lot of people that pull all their money in the banks. I think they're crazy. And I'm not joking. I'm not here to insult anybody, but this is why I think that. You know, life goes on, right? You still need to use banks. We're in a world of digital age where you need to use banks. And I've been to many structure fires where people had $20,000, $30,000 in cash in a fire safe, and it was vaporized. Matter of fact, I know somebody that's really well known, and he had thousands of ounces of silver, and there were silver eagles. Now, I'm not a big proponent of buying silver eagles, quite frankly, because of how much they cost. I would just want more silver in my hand if I do own physical. And my physical is now, I've moved it into vaults. I don't keep it at my house for protection, honestly. But the thing is he had all those silver eagles and they all melted in his safe. His house burned down and all of the plastic was mixed in. He had to go and bring it to a refiner and they had to separate the plastic. And then he actually got, I want to say like $3 or $4 under spot for that entire process. So he spent a lot of money on the top side and then lost a bunch on the downside, right? Because the way it was stored. And so I don't think this is the day where you go and bury cash because it's going to rot or it can get burnt up. You just need to be prudent with your money. So I put in different asset classes, I put in different banks. But if I don't have, as I'm trying to explain these things to you, I don't have the ability to get that information out to the masses unless I use these titles. Now, here's another thing. You know, we did a video the other day of somebody getting robbed. And I didn't tell you this part. This is really scary because you say, you know, buyer beware, and you don't feel bad for people that are just fall for scams, right? Have I fallen from scams before? Yes, I have. I did that one stock scam, SpongeTech. But one thing that I forgot to put in there is that the thieves now are using artificial intelligence to mimic my voice or other celebrities or dorks, people, you know, well-known people on YouTube. They're actually using artificial intelligence to mimic my voice, and they were talking to who they thought was me on the phone. How scary is that? This is very serious these days. And with deep fakes and all that stuff that's going on, you don't know who you could believe. But here's the thing. Stuff is happening so rapidly. And it's funny because like I've gotten totally destroyed on the internet for talking about gold a couple of years ago. Well, to everyone that owns gold now, how do you feel about that? Put it down below. Are you happy that you bought gold a while ago, or are you bummed out? Did you miss out on something out? Put one if you're stoked that you bought gold, whatever price it was, you know, 1600, 1700 bucks. Now it's what, 2000 bucks an ounce. Are you happy? Type one if you're that. Type two if you're bummed out, you know? Because here's the thing about these headline readers. They're only going to take so much information in and then vaporize the rest. And those are the people that lose in life, all right? You are your own adult. You have to take responsibility for yourself. No one's going to invest your money and make you super rich. The only person that's going to care more about your money than you, that's it. It's just you. Even fiduciaries, come on. Look, I'm a fiduciary. I care about your money. Do you? Or are you just wanting to get me into the next thing to charge me a bunch of fees? So it's really important as we go through this banking crisis, and I showed this video, and here, I'll play this for a little bit more for a second. Again, this is the FDIC this last year, and I'm going to tell you another string of events that happened this summer, just to bring this into full context.
I think you've got to think of the unintended consequences of taking a public that has more full faith and confidence in the banking system than maybe people in this room do.
Stop. Think about that. You have one of the big boys at the FDIC that says you have a public that has more faith and confidence in the banking system than some of the people in this room do. These are the bankers. And did you hear the chuckle? This is not a joke. So if you were me, what would you do? How do you get this kind of information out? Let's play a little bit more.
We want them to have full faith and confidence in the banking system. They know the FDIC insurance is there. They know it works. They put their money in. They're going to get their money out. So there's a select crowd of people that are in the institutional side.
Okay, so let me stop it there. So we all know what happened because you've probably seen my videos, Type 3, if you saw the videos that I did this summer where the FDIC came out and said, okay, we're essentially insolvent. We don't have enough money. And they didn't use the word insolvency, but they said they're out of money. They're out of funds to keep. They cannot bail out another bank because they'd already bailed out, what, four large banks. All right. And then like one small one. So they sat there and they go, okay, what are we going to do? When I say large, I'm talking about mid-tiers. I apologize. We're not at that point yet. But remember, when we're not like at the Lehman Brothers moment, but remember these other banks failed, like Washington Mutual and all these other ones prior to that, okay? So they came out and said, we don't have the money. And I did these videos saying, all right, look, so here the FDIC's made this announcement. And then they said, okay, and our solution is we need the bigger banks. Well, at first they went to the Fed and they said, we need the banks to cough up. We need to charge them more for the insurance. We're going to charge them more to insure their customer accounts. And the Fed actually made an announcement, said they don't have the money, so we've got to go to the big banks. And then I did videos about how Brian Moynihan of Bank of America and JP Morgan's chief, you know, the guy that's selling his stock for the first time ever, right? Right? Think about that. First time ever, he's pulling his money out. And Wells Fargo and Citigroup came out and they said, look, we can't afford this stuff, right? We can't afford the FDIC, we can't afford the higher insurance requirements. Then the Fed came out and said, hey, we also want you to hold back another 3%. And then I recorded a video that just here, the Citigroup CEO, Bank of America and JP Morgan CEOs were all in front of Congress just what, 3 weeks ago? Saying that they can't deal with these higher capital requirements. And they lied to the public. They did some wordsmithing and said, we're being asked to hold back an additional 25%. Well, what it actually is, it's 25% of what they currently hold back in their reserves. So this is another thing outside of FDIC insurance or paying higher insurance rates. They're now being asked to hold back what they say is 25% more in customer deposits to insure against a banking crisis. This is the truth though. They only have to hold back, what is it like, 9% I think it is, of every dollar. I wanna say it's something like that. I'm going off of memory. It's been a while that I've looked up these requirements, but it's an additional 3 cents. So it's like they hold back like 10 cents on the dollar, something like that. They're being asked to hold back another 3 cents. So they go, hey, we're being asked to hold back 25% more. And that throws out this thing to the, you know, the public, like, oh, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. What are you trying to do? The truth is, most people don't even listen to banking news. Type 5 if you are interested in banking news, if this is something that concerns you. And type 6 if I have given you the thought that you need to go pull your money out of the bank. There are people that they just pull all their money out of the banks. And I've always said in every single video, I don't. I diversify my money, not only in the banking system, multiple banks, but I also diversify in other asset classes. And I think it's very important that people understand this. Now, I've gone along enough to where I want to keep this like a good experiment, so I can't go too long because as this thing goes on, more people go on. So I'm going to go off and we're going to see how this video does. Let's see what it does over the next 72 hours or the next week in views because we did a different type of title. It's not clickbaity, but it's about the bank. So you never know. All right, I hope you guys got something from this. The Economic Ninja is out.